Hello, everyone. Welcome to Randy Watts Report podcast, where we study the Word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, which is the narrow path that leads us back to Eden, the home of our first parents before they were cast out into this wicked and darkened world wherein we now live. Lesson for today is the plan of salvation. We begin with Matthew 1:21. And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So in this text alone, we can see four parts, and we will be talking about the four parts that are found in this text. Number one is Jesus. Number two is save. Number three is his people, and number four is from their sins. Although we will separate from and sin, so we will be talking about each one of them. We will start with sin. What is sin? Sin, according to 1 John 3 verse 4, is the transgression of the law. For sin is the transgression of the law, and transgression is the violation or the disobedience of the law. We know this is the law of God. So sin is when you violate or when you don't obey the law of God. In Romans 4:23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, or is the transgression of the law, or the violation of the law. That means sin is anything that is not of faith. Anything that is not of faith is violation of the law of God or disobedience to the law of God. So what is faith? Romans 10 verse 17 says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So anything that is sin is not by hearing the word of God. Anything that is not of faith is not by hearing the word of God. So sin is the violation of the law of God. Sin is not hearing the word of God, and therefore sin is not of faith. Well, is it enough not to hear the word of God? There's more to it. In Matthew 7:24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, or whosoever heareth the word of God and doeth them. So it's not enough to hear the word of God. You must do the word of God. Because sin is violation or disobedience or not doing the law of God. And not of faith is not hearing, or hearing and not doing or obeying the word of God. And that is sin. Because faith is hearing, but it's not enough to hear. It's hearing and doing. And those who hear and doeth will be likened unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. In Psalms 18 verse 44, it says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. So to hear is to do, is to hear, is to obey. Anything that is not of faith is not hearing, or even though they hear, but they don't do or they don't obey the law of God. So it's not enough to understand the law of God. It's not enough to hear the law of God. We must do the law of God, because sin is not doing the word of God, even though you hear. Matthew 7, verse 26. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, or everyone that heareth the word of God and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. So it's not enough to hear and understand and be able to recite it back perfectly, because the idea of sin is not obeying. Sin is violation, disobedience to the law of God. So it's not enough to hear. We must do what we hear. So whatsoever is not of faith, Romans 14:23, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, or whatsoever is not of hearing and doing the law of God is sin. That is sin. Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So it's not enough to hear and say, Lord, Lord. We must hear and do the will of our Father in heaven. Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work or doeth iniquity. And we know iniquity is the violation of the law, or lawlessness, or sin. So it's not enough to hear, to understand, to be able to preach it. We must obey it. We must live it. We must live what we hear. It must be a part of our life. It must be a part of our decision making. It must be a part of our plan. It must be life itself in us. Luke 6:46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Matthew 23:3. All therefore whatsoever they did, you observe. That observe and do. So whatever the religious leaders in the time of Jesus bid you to observe, do it. But do not ye after their works, for they say the right things, but they do not the things they say. So even though they say the right things and you hear them saying the right things, it's not enough to believe, because belief is manifested in obedience. So the Pharisees may know the truth, may preach the truth, but if they don't do it, they are likened unto the foolish man. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? It's not enough to give sacrifices. And we know those sacrifices were offered because of transgression. It's not enough to say sorry. It is better that you obey the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To hearken is better than the fat of rams. That means to obey is the result of hearken. To hear is not enough. You must hear, understand, and do or obey. So what is sin? Sin is not obeying the word of God, even though you understand, even though you heard, but it's not enough if it's not manifested in obedience. So when we go back to Matthew 1:21, Jesus shall save his people from their sins. Another word of saying this text is, Jesus shall save his people from their disobedience to the law of God. And to be saved from their sins is to obey the law of God. That's the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation is that we obey the law of God. There is no one who will be admitted to the kingdom of God in disobedience. Genesis 2 verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. This is the command given to Adam and then passed down to Eve. Verse 16, sorry. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. We know die means, in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. The wages of disobedience to the law of God is death. That means obedience is life. So if you disobey the command, you shall die, because the wages of disobedience, lawlessness, violation of the law, sin, is death. Genesis 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, did not God say that ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? So now Satan, through the serpent, is quoting God, but he was misquoting God. And let's see if Eve heard the command of the Lord. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said. This is proof that Eve heard the command. But we learn that it's not enough to hear. And God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So Eve heard the command. Eve heard. But is it enough to hear and disobey? Is it enough to hear and sin? Is it enough to hear and violate God's command? Is it enough to hear and practice lawlessness? No. Those who hear and understand and do not cannot be saved. Because to be saved is to be saved from disobedience into obedience. It is not saved from hearing or not hearing. It is being saved from disobedience to obedience. And when, verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat. That means she did not do what she heard, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So Adam and Eve heard the word of God, but they did not do or obey. Therefore, they do not have faith in God. And to not have faith in God, anything that is not of faith is sin. So the moment Adam and Eve sinned, the plan of salvation was activated. Thank you everyone for listening to Randy Watts' report. May the entrance of the Word of God enlighten your path more and more unto that perfect day, as a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. To God be the glory.